everyone, it's Tania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I wanted to share a word that God has spoken to me a few days ago. It's just a word that has really touched my heart, and it's for such a time as this. Sometimes God grooms us and He prepares us. He has a specific plan for each and every one of our lives. He prepares us for His timing and His purpose. And this actually comes from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. And it says, "When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer, 'Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this.'" This word is really speaking about Esther, and there was a terrible decree that had gone out to kill the Jews. Her cousin, Mordecai, had spoken to her and wanted Esther to use her influence as queen to save the Jews. But at first, Esther hesitated because she was afraid, because in that time, you could not approach the king unless you had been summoned. And Mordecai is explaining to her that even if you don't do it, salvation will come to the Jews, but you and your family will perish. So what I want my children to learn, and what I want my children to really take in and understand, is moving with the Spirit. Sometimes things don't go quite the way that we want, and sometimes we are called to stand or speak or even pray. And it's because it's for God's purpose and for His glory and His timing. And I want my children to get comfortable moving with the Spirit, get comfortable hearing what God is speaking and then moving in it. It reminds me of a time a few weeks ago when our family enjoys just taking a ride, usually to nowhere. And we told the kids we were going to take a ride. They really wanted to get ice cream. And so we told them, okay, we'll get ice cream. And they had already had a place in mind. And because they had that place in mind, they were convinced that that's where we were going. But as we continue to drive and move and go, we ended up going to a completely different place for the ice cream. And for a moment, I think some of my kids were willing to forfeit their ice cream because it's not where they thought that they were going to go. We said to them, hey, if God told you to go somewhere or move in a way that you weren't expecting, is that it? Would you just stop or would you go? And it really opened up a conversation for our family on moving with God and just allowing Him to have that complete control, just being completely surrendered to allow Him to move however He desires. And so my prayer is that our children would truly learn to move with the Spirit, to not be so rigid and in their own way, but moving in God's Spirit and allowing God to do whatever He wants, however He wants, whenever He's ready, and that they're prepared because God is grooming them for His timing and His purpose. So would you just join me in prayer this night as we pray for the children that they would learn to move with God, to move in His Spirit, to move with an understanding that God knows what's best and He is going to move us. Maybe not in a way that is comfortable, maybe not in a way that we will enjoy, but it is to bring Him glory and honor. Lord God, we thank You. We thank You for Your Spirit, and we thank You for the love that You have for us, Lord. And we know that You know what is best for us. We know that You move us how You desire because You have a plan and You have a purpose for our lives, and You call us to move and to be obedient to You. And so, Lord, I just pray that we would be those, Lord, that would move in Your Spirit, Lord, that we would be those that allow You to do all that You desire, that we wouldn't have our own plan or our own agenda, but that it would be you and you alone moving, raising us up and grooming us for your perfect timing and for your perfect plan, Lord. We know that sometimes things are uncertain, Lord, or sometimes things are different than what we're used to, but Lord, we know that you are in control and that you have a perfect plan and purpose for each and every one of our lives. And so, Lord, I pray that our children would come into that understanding, that they would grow in the knowledge of who you are, Lord. We just praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And that's the prayer, is that our children would be prepared and ready to move with the Spirit, no matter what it calls for and no matter what it may cost, because God is grooming each and every one of us for his perfect timing and his perfect plan. God bless and have a wonderful week.